Is it just like riding a bike? You get back out there, it's like you never left the field?
Not really. Number one, it was hard to pack coming here because I forgot how to pack for that long a period of time, honest. And then, but it's becoming more and more, you know, like usual. It just takes a little time. And, you know, you find yourself thinking at night where before you were just going to sleep. You know what I mean? I was thinking of lineup possibilities. Just different things. So, it's becoming more and more as usual.
What are some of the the biggest challenge in a spring with a new team?
Probably just learning the personnel, and also the biggest challenge is learning who's a fast starter and who's a slow starter. Because what you see in February may not be the same guy that you're going to see in June, both ways. Mm-hmm. And trying to learn the personnel. You might think one guy's not paying attention, but he really is. You might think one guy's smart, but he's really not. Or you might think this other guy is kind of flighty, but he's really a super intelligent person. So it just takes time to learn your personnel.
And you talk about taking that time in your short time with this team. Do you kind of look around the room and realize that you do have a veteran squad here that knows to take care of their own business and you don't really have to, not necessarily worrying about it, but you have in place what you need?
Well, I have a few veterans, and I also have some young players. You know, I like I like a combination. Okay. Because I like a combination of veterans that can bring knowledge and wisdom on how to play the game, but I need the young players to bring excitement and bring energy. Because it's just like when you go home, you know, if you ever had a young child, you can go home tired and your kids give you energy. You know what I mean? I don't feel like playing, but guess what? Then 30 minutes from now, you're going to be out there playing. And so, and it's fun to teach. I mean, big time. And it's actually fun. It's more fun to teach, you know, young people new tricks than it is to try to teach old people new tricks or the same trick. So, like I said, I love being around, you know, young people. I got a son 17 years old, and, you know, I'll take veterans, but I really like to be around young people.
How important is it for this team to, and for you as well, is the fresh start? And, you know, last year is last year. You weren't here. It's in the past. But how important is it for you to stress these guys? That is in the past. I wasn't here. We're moving forward.
Well, I think it's very important. And I just told them, I don't want to hear anything bad about Matt Williams or what happened in the past, because that's in the past. And Matt happens to be one of my favorite people on this earth. And it's unfortunate that the way things happen. But Matt will rebound. He'll be back. And, he'll be back and learn from whatever happened or didn't happen this year. But now, hey, man, we can't bring it back. I mean, we got to go forward.
I know it's still early, but you have to be anxious. And I know it takes time, but when you look up and down this lineup, how anxious are you to see not just at the plate, but on the pitcher's mound as well?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't get real anxious, but I'm curious. Okay. You know, that's the word, and I'm curious on how we're going to get this put this puzzle together on personnel and it's going to be tough to carry 25 guys. I wish. This is the first time in a long time. A lot of times you're having trouble putting 25, but I wish we could keep 30. And if I keep 30, we'd probably want to keep 35.
And lastly, what keeps Dusty Baker motivated? What keeps you coming back?
What keeps me motivated? Just the striving for excellence, competition, and the fact that maybe, I had a calling. You know, it wasn't my calling. I mean, I was called to come back in this game and to play this game in the first place.